Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is going to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Taking this place, but we know that God is a God
that he can mend each and every one of our broken hearts on tonight. All you got to do is just put your trust in him. Hallelujah. We got to trust God when we can't trace him. So I just want you to know that you're not alone. And when you saw only one set of footprints, that was when God carried you. God is carrying you right now. So we just sending out our prayers and our condolences to you, you and you over the world. And to let you know that Jesus loves you, number one. And Overseer Ward loves you, number two. And I want you to be blessed and stay encouraged. All right. We're going to go right now, hallelujah, into our intro prayer. And we know that time is yet ticking right along, but we're going to open up our program with the intro prayer. We always come along these airways and skyways, hallelujah, with an intro prayer. And we're acknowledging our soon coming King, our Lord and Savior, our Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we want to take out this time right now to go down in prayer. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge God right now. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around the spectrum, God. For we're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. We know that this earthly soil, God, that our feet tread on, God, is not our eternal home. But you have lying in wait, lying in reserve, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are his creator, you are his craftsman. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims, hallelujah, in this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons of their sins. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we will let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you 45 minutes, and I know I've lost some of those minutes, but I am to be with you 45 minutes on the clock tonight, and I'm asking your prayers, hallelujah, and we're going to go right now into a live service right now, and tonight's sermon entitles, Satan, Commander-in-Chief, Spiritual Powers of the air. And I'll say that one more time. Satan, commander and chief, spiritual powers of the air. And you might say, Overseer, what do you mean by he's the commander in chief and spiritual powers of the air? But that means that he is the chief angel. He's a satanic angel that has fallen from grace. And so he is the chief protege of the powers of the air. God gave him that leadway. But he has his, he has his beginning and his end. And he's limited as well. And so we're going to go, and we're going to go into the first key scripture, and it's coming out of the law of Ephesians 2:2, and it reads like this. It says, where in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says that the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedient. So that means that there God has obedient children, and then he has disobedient children. And so the repercussion behind the disobedient church, not a disobedient child, is because of this chief predator that goes around in the air. And his M.O. is to steal, to kill, and to destroy, the Word of God says. That's what his job is every day. Is to steal. He says, what can he steal, Overseer Ward? He can steal your joy. He can steal your peace. He can your inner peace. He can steal your mind. He can steal anything and everything that you allow him to, because he can't do no more than you and I allow him to do or give him leeway to do. So we're going to go right now into our second key scripture for tonight. And this coming also out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 12. And it reads like this. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and also against spiritual wickedness in high places. That scripture reading again. Found in the law of Ephesians 6 and 12. So let's go and dig deep in the background of Satan and his satanic powers that he holds with his spiritual powers of the air. We're going to go in depth and we're going to read just what Satan is up to and has been up to from the beginning up until now. All right. Now we know, hallelujah, that Satan, we know that Satan is, he has many names, but he's known for evil. He's known for the demonic spirituals that he implements. And he's known as the devil. Hallelujah. Now we know that the personal dimension of that which opposes God's purpose in his word. And we know, hallelujah, that for some people, belief in a personal, hallelujah, Satan is part of mankind's nursery furniture. And we know that the concept of a personal Satan, however, has maintained a part of look like my tongue is trying to tie up. But the devil is a liar. But what I was trying to say was that, however, Satan has remained a part of the evangelical thought. And the present-day Christian who accepts the biblical teaching concerning Satan is not committed to all of the crude imaginaries that has sprung up around the belief in Satan. We know that in the light of the medieval or modern distortion, a careful and consideration of the biblical teaching concerning Satan is especially needed. And we find out, hallelujah, that the Old Testament fully defined doctrine of Satan is not found in the Bible until the New Testament times. And we've been told that a number of reasons have been suggested for the relatively limited material on Satan in the Old Testament. Now, God began his self-revelation in the ancient world of polytheism, belief in many gods. And God wanted to lead his people to a dynamic, practical monism of the belief in that worship only in one God. And God didn't want us to believe in the pagan God and all these gods that has sprung up, but God wanted us to believe that there was only one true and living God. Hallelujah. Now, in the Old Testament, again, we know that it was a primary emphasis put on the supremacists of the power of God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and also the God of Jacob, who delivered the Hebrews from the slavery of Egypt. Now, we told that Satan, like I first stated, Satan, he is the chief of the fallen angels. Hallelujah. And he's mentioned in a number of places in the Old Testament. And it is clear that from the very moment of the creation of this world, that Satan and his fallen angels were on the scene even then. And they rebelled against God. Satan was evidently, he was perfect in his original state. But it seemed like pride, hallelujah, seemed like pride had come into play. And that was the cause of his fall. And he disguised himself as a serpent, and he was the agent of temptation for the first family, and that was Adam and Eve. And that scripture reading would be coming out of the law of Genesis 3 and 10, and then Revelation 12 and 9. And then when Satan, when he does appear in the Old Testament, we find out that he's always the adversary of God's people. And his main, like I said, his M.O. and what his job description is to kill, steal, and to destroy. Hallelujah. So he seeks to lead God's people into presumptions. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Chronicles 21 and 1. Or he slandered them to God's face. That would be in Zechariah 3 and 1. Now we find out that the most extensive Old Testament discussion of Satan is in the law of Job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Let me get my eyes on. Let me get my, Lord, give me back my light. I need to see. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, like I said, in the law of Job, here he is seen as God agent and God minister. Can you believe that? Who tested human fidelity. He even made a wager with God using Job as the stake. He acts, however, with the express permission of God. He has to have God's permission before he can act or do anything. Because, like I said, he has his limits. And he has to keep within the limits which God has fixed for him. That scripture reading will be coming out of the law of Job 1 and 12, and then 2 and 6 of Job. All right? Now, the history tells us that by the time that the New Testament was written, that God had led the author to a clear-cut doctrine of Satan. Now, our scripture reading again tonight, entitled, Satan, he is the commander-in-chief, spiritual powers of the air. So he's the chief spiritual powers of the air. That's what his position is. Hallelujah. And so we're told that this doctrine, it located its origin of evil in Satan. And this recognizes the reality of evil outside and beyond the scope of human will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we know that the evil with the direct will of God and keeps it always and finally subordinate to God. Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke clearly accept and teach a doctrine of a personal Satan and his agent called the fallen angels of demons, or demons. Now, that scripture reading is found in the law of Mark 3 and 22. Matthew 4 and 1 tell of Jesus being tempted by the devil in the wilderness in Matthew 25 and 41. And even hell is described as being prepared for the devil and his angels. Satan and demons are seen as able to inflict diseases upon the humankind or mankind. Now, we can go, and I won't have time to go through all of these scriptures, but you can read in the law of Matthew 17 and 5, Luke 13 and 16. Satan possessed Judas, and then John saw Satan as the prince of this world, okay? All right, now, with the whole world in his power, that scripture reading will be coming out of 1 John 5 and 19. All right, so we're going to have to kind of move along a little bit because I have a lot to cover and I don't have a lot of time. All right, but we are told that the Apostle Paul's worldview teaches that Satan is the God. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Apostle Paul's worldview teaches that Satan is the God of this age. Hallelujah. In the cosmos and the unredeemed world is at present under Satan's power. We know that Satan is now the commander of the spiritual powers of the air. You can read that in the law. That was our key scripture on tonight, Ephesians 2 and 2. And the second key scripture on tonight was Ephesians 6 and 12. Hallelujah. And so he leads the superhuman forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Hallelujah. Then we go on to the New Testament epistles, describe Satan activities as graphically. Second, Peter 2 and 4 speaks of the angels that sin, and Judas 6, of the angels which kept not their first estate. The constant use of violence and deceit by Satan required that believers manifest courage and extreme vigilance. The book of Revelation says Satan activities involving not only individuals, but communities. And not only communities, but the political force can become servants of the devil. Revelation 12 and 13, Revelation 2 and 13, even speaks of a throne of Satan. But it should be remembered that the New Testament teaches that Satan and his demonic allies are not co-equal with God. He is a created being who has rebelled and can tempt, but he cannot force you and I, hallelujah, to do anything. You hear me? Now, we are told that the main concern of the Bible is not with the devil, but with God and the gospel of his grace. Now, Satan and the demonic forces has been overcome by the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The New Testament never allows complete pantheism in the end of Satan and his angels, but they will be completely overcome. In fact, Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. That scripture reading can be found in 1 John 3 and 8. The cross, hallelujah, was a decisive victory over Satan and Satan's host. This victory ensured that countless numbers would be delivered from the dominion of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of Christ. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Colossians 1 and 13. Now, we know that Satan has limitations. Now, today's people continue to contrasize their fears. They want a scapegoat to deliver them from responsibilities. And Satan is a created
rebellious and tempted evil power. He's active in this universe. So don't forget he's walking freely right now in this world. But his powerful existence does not exclude a person from responsibility. Satan and the demonic forces cannot dominate or possess us except by our own consent. So the devil can't do no more than you and I allow him to do. And so the word of God tells us that believers will not be tempted beyond our powers of resistance. You can read in the law of 1 Corinthians 10:13. We're told that the power of Satan is limited. He acts within the limits set by divine sovereignty. The believer has God armor. And not only do the believer have God armor, but has the biblical gospel, and also has the integrity and the peace through Christ. We know that faith in Christ and prayers as spiritual security. You can find that in the law, hallelujah, of Ephesians 6:11-18. We know that the recent fascination with Satan and demons is in reaction to an earlier disbelief. We know that Christians should be aware of excessive gullibility, as well as extreme oversimplification. We know that knowledge about Satan and evil angels, it alerts Christians to the danger and the subtlety of satanic temptation. We should not become too absorbed in satanic forces, but we know that Satan and the demonic force are active, but they are limited also. So we must remember that the main thrust of Christianity is on the availability of God's power and love in Jesus Christ and the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the reading of your word. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. And Father God, before ending, our sermon tonight has been Satan. He's the commanding chief, spiritual powers of the air. And so we know that Satan, the devil, has powers, but he has powers that are limited. He can do only what we allow, because we have a mindset where we can say yes and no. We can say yay and nay to the satanic forces. So we do have a choice in the matter, just like God has given you and I a choice to either serve God or serve mammon. We can't serve them both, but we have to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. So God give us a choice. And so we have a choice in our ability, and not only in our ability, but also in our responsibility to say no when something you know is not right, and you feel that in your gut feeling, you know that is not right. Then you can step aside and say, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me. You can open up your window. You can open up your door. And you can command that spiritual satanic force, that chief commander, to leave your house, to leave out of the atmosphere where the power of God is resonated. He might, sometimes he comes and get in our children. He gets into our husbands and our wives. He gets into our friends and our constituents, our co-workers. He gets into the workplace. He goes into the hospital corridors. And he stands around our loved one's bed, and he tries to take them out. He comes as a thief, and he comes as a robber. So he tries to take them out, you know, by, you know, he feel like that if he brings such a sickness upon them, then they will soon, you know, die, and they will be out of this earth. But see, that's the reason why we say that Satan is limited, because he can only go as far as God allow him. He might be the commanding chief of the spiritual power of the air, but God is the chief spiritual creator of this world, this universe, and he made everything in it, including Satan. So God took back the key when he went to Calvary Cross, when he said that it's finished, hallelujah, when God was pierced in his side, when a crown of thorns was placed upon his head, when he was pierced with nails in his hands and his feet, was one was placed upon another, and they drove nails in his feet. And then God died. The word of God said he died till the sun refused to shine. So I just want you to know tonight that Satan might be the commanding chief of the spiritual powers of the air, but as long as you have Christ in your life, then you can command that satanic force to leave where he's not wanted. And I hope and I pray before ending that I've said something to marinate your heart and to infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your program has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and airways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to change the dimension of this service, and we're going to bring you hymns of encouragement and to uplift your burdens, you that are burdened and heavy laden. We want to bring you just songs of Zion. So I would like you to listen up, if you will. May God continue to bless you as we go right now. You go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
broken.